Namaskar, my dear students. This is Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, whom you have been listening for the last five chapters. We are now talking about measuring effectiveness of relationship. Very important thing. We are continuing on our relationship marketing. So, effectiveness of relationship. Let's see. The objective is differentiating between the successful and unsuccessful product. Not all the products which are marketed are successful in the market. So there are certain products which come and go. There are some products which reach more height and continue going. It goes through a lot of newspaper, magazine. You would see many newspapers which were very successful once upon a time have gone out of circulation. The ideal example which I always give, a very successful product, which was the key magazine, Illustrated Weekly of India, coming from Times of India. Now nobody knows. This has stopped not only printing, but it has gone, I don't know where. Though Times of India still exists, but that magazine, Illustrated Weekly, it's gone. So we'll talk of the successful and unsuccessful product. Evaluate the quality of relationship, feedback from the client. So objective is to see that what is the quality of relationship and feedback of the client. The client feedback plays a very important role. We have been continuously talking about it. We have been continuously trying to understand what is the importance of feedback. How important it is to hold a survey, to get a feedback from a client, and then product and relationship related inputs. So, how does that work? Let's introduce. Business form have to arrive at the best and the ideal combination of benefit, value, cost, satisfaction. So, it's a combination of all there. Benefit to the customer, value for the customer, cost for the production, and satisfaction ultimately to the end user or to our customer. So all this are combination and business form work and have to arrive at this. There must be an alignment in the measurement factors and waiting for the customer and provider's ends at both the sides of them. This chapter describes various methodologies applied for measuring relationship effectiveness. So this system, we are going to talk about different measuring relationship and how effective it can work. Let's see. Parameters of measurement. How do we judge them? What is the force? What are the elements in measuring this? First is identifying defects in a product. Not all companies can claim our products are defect free. That could be an inferior product. The quality of the product is not up to the mark. The raw material used in manufacturing that is of a poor quality. Ultimately, bringing the result in the ultimate product and it becomes an inferior product. It can be an obsolete product. A product appearance may be shabby, not up to the international. That's what we said, an aesthetic approach, which means what the product should look up and should come up. For example, many markets have got different products for different markets. China is an ideal example. China comes up with product for three different markets. One of their Chinese product, if marketed for US, it's the extremely superior quality. Then anything going into the countries like India and all that is a quality slightly lower than that. Because here the end users don't pay the pricing what America or Europe could pay. And the poorest quality of Chinese product is coming into third world countries like Africa, where they don't pay the price value. So the product differs there. Also the product packaging. How does a product? A good product, if not packaged properly, then it will not have that identification. For example, lot of companies who sell good quality shirts for men, they come in a huge wonderful box. I don't know if you have an idea, but that box alone costs to the company something from 150 rupees to 200 rupees. And where that value is added, obviously the cost of the product. But that brings an image of the product. Then product competitiveness of the pricing. A product which has to be successful in the market should offer a competitive price. I won't quote the term here as the cheap product, because that's not a very right term, but competitiveness in the pricing is the right term to be used and understood. In that context, we have to understand the competitiveness of the pricing. The channels of distribution. In lot of product, there are a lot of middlemen. That's why shops writing factory outlet can offer the product at much better price, simply because there is no channel of distribution involved. It comes straight out of the factory, sold directly. So there is no channels of distribution, ultimately resulting in and that bringing the product as low quality or whatever. Then customer handling is again a defect in a product, because if you don't handle the service, if you don't handle the customer properly, ultimately that is bad handling. Evaluate the quality of relationship in all cases. There can be number of parameters of, we are continuing with the parameters, we are talking of the parameters of measurement. Now we are talking about evaluating the quality of relationship in all cases. There can be number of parameters of measurement which would be analyzed by carrying out the surveys among the client, starting from the channel partners to end user, as well as within the organization, to have a better insight about the success and failure of the product. So if you have that quality relationship, there could be a lot of parameters to be analyzed. As we said, starting from the channel partners to end user, there are a lot of people and a lot of other factors involved into that to reach to the quality of relationship. Mapping relationship with success or a failure of a product. You have to map up. And what is that? This is more pertinent as it reveals the finding. If anything has gone wrong with the relationship process, this analysis can be carried out by mapping the points scored against each product, and from there it is possible to make a forecast on the feasibility of further opportunities in the form of cross-sell or upsell. So these are the other parameter of gauging and mapping the relationship on success or failure of a product. So reaching the product from finding out if anything has gone wrong in relationship process. This will be making you to analyze how each product is possible to make a forecast or the feasibility and so on. So you can be either able to cross-sell or upsell. Conducting a relationship quality survey, we have been talking, getting a feedback, it represents a vital information about the client, about servicing, his feelings or her feeling about the product, satisfaction level, and customer's overall perception about the relationship. So it's a carrying out a survey. We are talking about the feedback that should be collected from the client on a regular basis. There used to be a lot of forms which were handed over across the counter or given to customer when they look for a service. And that was very willingly filled up with some sort of memento given on the spot. But now that practice has been going, people take it and feel, why should I have availed the service? It's okay. They ask it, okay, put everything good, good, good. But that's the survey which many companies do, either on half yearly or yearly. Now we are talking about a product where such feedback can be taken on month to month or yearly or half yearly. Especially on a B2B sort of a situation, you can evaluate only on a long time. So what's a feedback? Feedback is a product related input. This information can be obtained from the client by asking various questions. So the question can be, this is not a hard and fast rule, but something based on the same to get a feedback. How the members of marketing channel rate the quality of the product, delivery efficiency and promotions attractiveness. This question is being asked, how do you rate a marketing channel and how would you quality? What is the opinion of the end users on the product? What do the end user feel? How they feel good about it? What they think about the product? And what is the opinion on end user of the product? Is customer convinced on the value? You ask, do you feel satisfied that what price you paid was the price you were expecting? Or what benefit would you, were you happy with the taste? Generally, these type of feedback are very much objective type of answers you expect. You don't expect a long answers. Only in comments you come up. Because customer doesn't have a time for all these type of feedback in customer related products. So is customer happy about price, whether she's or he's paying the right type of a price? Then relationship related inputs. What is the level of comfort for a client for using a company product or service? How happy you were on the scale of 10 to 1, 10 being the high, 1 being the low. This type of a level of comfort question can be asked. How easily customer can reach customer care? You have to provide and give them, when you reach the customer, where you reach on time, where you answered your question properly, did you get a satisfactory answer? This type of a feedback would help the company to improve the quality of the product. Then what are the major lapses in customer service? You can always ask, please share your experience when you called customer service. And passenger would say, I was answered immediately and I was kept on hold for 20 minutes. I did not get a reply. All sort of responses and feedback keep coming. That helps to improve the quality. Then how does the client view a long-term relationship with the company? Suppose you want somebody to be buying. In a consumer-related product, generally these type of questions would not have a very clear answer. But yes, for example, in a destination marketing, the country can ask you, will you visit our country again? And that will be giving, would you be coming to this country again and again? And that is a long-term relationship. The country looks for that. Now, feedback within an organization, let's take that into consideration. A feedback is important with respect to the outlook or orientation of the organization that determines the organization continuous endeavor to nurture relationship or to promote strategies of relationship. So it depends what type of a feedback you are seeking within the organization. What you feel about the outlook or the orientation of the organization. This feedback can be given by every person from the organization, from the MD level to the smallest level. All can give a feedback how they feel that organization continues to endure, how their relationship is promoting the strategies. So that can be asked to the, and that plays a very important role because the employees are assured by the management that no questions will be asked, no name, you can always fill up an anonymous feedback as well. Feedback can be obtained on the following areas to understand and appraise the performance. Client services. You can ask your client, your customer, your end user, how were you happy about the service? Were you happy? What was their impression? How were they hold with they handled? Feedback on managerial role. How did management team handle you? Were you happy? Was the role, if you were taken, whether that was a right management role? What is the synergy and integration part of it? The feedback on it. The personal skill or orientation. For example, you were looking for a massage, which is a personal skill orientation. Were you happy with the massage? Were you happy with the service offered to you? That is, and feedback on the operations. For example, any production unit or the operation department of delivering a product. All these feedbacks can be obtained. And client servicing. We talk of in service-oriented organization, this is the top priority and comes before cost or expenses. So priority is always given to service. Whether the client calls or interacts is utmost urgency, and top priority action are expected to be delivered. So most of the calls when you make, they always make a comment, your call is important to us, you are being held. For quality purposes, your call would be recorded. These are the thing to give a signal to customer that this is the customer service you have called up. You are a valued client to us. You will be attended. So when the client calls, he would share this and expect this. You don't like to be called a number where nobody answers. You go merry-go-round on a mobile, on the phone system. And then finally, the phone system says, sorry, we don't recognize your request. Thank you. So that is one very bad experience in a client call. The organization must have a proper infrastructure and support system in order to register the client's interaction. There are a lot of calls, as I just said in the previous statement, that some companies, some call centers, some credit card companies, some of the service provider record the call and they say to you that for quality control, your call will be recorded and possibly you may get a question sent from us which will be free to respond it back if you are happy with the service. So that system must be in place. The organization must have this infrastructure and support system in order to register client analysis. And then system should be sturdy enough to maintain old record and should help recover lost customer. A customer is always very important. It is on the customer that the industry runs. The customer are required by any industry if they are into marketing. So there should be study as to why did we lose this type of customer who was a regular. And you would always get an email coming in. We have got new offers going on. Please buy from us. There is a discount offer. There is a Diwali offer. So on and so forth. Ultimately, informing the client who would have maybe bought once or twice that now new offers are on. We have not seen you. This is what is happening. So these type of client servicing. Then there should always be a supervisory control on a daily inquiries. There should be someone who should be made responsible, who not only monitors but goes into and listens to the conversation between the staff so that a quality of is maintained. There is always a control on it. That is what the message would always say. Your call will be registered. And then finally, the quality control department, the supervisory control, will discuss this in a staff meeting. That is a client servicing, that you handle this client not in a systematic manner, and you should have done this and this in place of this. And sometimes when the customer is angry, they always ask, who is your supervisor? I want to talk to him or her. So there should be a periodic evaluation procedure to dispense feedback from customer. So every time the company should run a procedure and evaluate where are we going, how good we are in customer service, how is our staff talking to customers, is this it? Feedback plays an important role in customer servicing. Managerial role, every company, not only supervisor, but there are managers on top of them. They must motivate the team for servicing client in an efficient manner. A leader, a manager, is an ideal for the junior staff. If the manager himself is not properly doing a good servicing the client, then that will not be motivating the team. So manager should motivate the team. Manager must create a sense of achievement. Manager proudly should say, well, this is what we did, and we did all as a team. And then an extra effort put by the team member. So time and again, the management team should compliment the staff for their activities. Management must create a healthy competition among the team, not for monetary reward, but as a healthy competition within the group to achieve the best service practices. So management come, any team, any staff who reach the target, exceeds the target by so much percentage, would be given a bonus coupon to buy some food. Some sort of a healthy competition. Competition within that staff is also encouraged by management. Manager must be transparent. The management, I always believe that a good management should always be very much transparent to his team, including the movement of the management in the capacity of the management to any other offices. If he or she goes, he should make it quite transparent to the team that I am traveling to so and so new branch. We are opening a new branch. That transparency brings confidence in the team. And then he must himself superior in delivery of the service. In other words, should act like a role model for the entire team member. The team member should look at the manager or the team leader as the model. At one day, I would be the team leader, manager, and reaching that senior position. Manager must have the risk-bearing capacity. Of course, as I said, if a manager is given responsibility, the manager should also be given the capacity to take the risk and demonstrate it to the customer care department. Like, for example, a management should not wait for a decision in an emergency for owner or the MD to decide. It's the manager who should take the risk of taking some decision and can later on explain to management, even if he is breaking the management policies and running over the protocol of the office. Manager should promote the client partnership sense with the team member. So manager should always see how good the client partnership is important, and the team should understand that. The synergy and integration, the organization encourages group decision. So many management encourages the staff to sit together and talk about various happening from time to time, then instead of an individual sitting and cribbing about it. In a group discussion, new ideas, new thoughts are being discussed. There is a seamless integration of action process when staff and manager of different group work together. As a result, when you integrate with staff and the manager talks to the juniors, ultimately result into a synergy and integration part of it. There is sufficient clarity of role and responsibility defined in the system. So when you talk about the integration and synergy, there should be sufficient clarity. Should be very well clarified to the team. What A has been promoted, for what reason? Not because of anybody's favoritism, but because of the success, because of the hard work, because of the service, and so on. Many clients, they honor their staff by displaying their photograph. Employee of the month, this is for what? This is as a clarity to the other team member that A has done well because he did customer service and the best of this customer service. So you must also evaluate the system of client satisfaction. We continue talking on synergy and integration. There is a periodic review to share among the team about the progress of the team. So the periodically, monthly, weekly, depending on what type of a periodic meeting is required, the team meets and there is a synergy and integration where ideas are being shared. Then people can identify themselves with the goals set by the organization. When a management sets a target, a goal, an ultimate goal, then people can identify themselves, I would contribute and I will be making and make it clear an achievable goal. Now we come to the Pearson skill of orientation. What is that? People work in an open environment, staff, executives and managers enjoy the same facilities in the workplace. So people feel that the food where I dine, my manager or my executive also dines there. So there is an open environment for staff. And then there is a positive empowerment of the people. They are made to feel important in their activity. This is a personal skill orientation. If an empowerment is given to somebody that they can authorize leave, they should not write everything to HR department for getting. Some people are empowered. Some people are empowered to sign for some expenses. So that is another empowerment. So that is also personal skill orientation. Excuse me. Their client servicing team is well conversant with the concern of the client. So the team is well conversed about what the servicing team is and they know what the clients want. All the clients' handling procedures are well documented and standardized. So customer handling, there is a set format. If first letter comes, who answers this? How is the answer to go? If that goes, if it escalates, whom it should be addressed to? And the third level, who should be addressed? This is a standard set procedure that would be documented and would be advised to the client. So the client knows, if I don't get this resolved at this level, where is my furthest level to go and get my procedure handled? Now we come to the operations. The focus is more on the preventive maintenance than on rectifying the problems regularly. So it is better to resolve and prevent the maintenance rather than just solving and waiting at the end to resolve. There is an adequate attention on analysis and evaluation of cost of the waste, additional resource utilization for fighting and anything that add up to undesirable service quality. So there must be additional attention and analysis on evaluation of cost of the waste. The management, as if you save the cost, management keep looking where is the cost where we are wasting money. For example, all good management team would tell you, the moment you leave the office, switch off the light. Don't keep the air conditioning on. Switch off the internet. So many more things. And in case, how to meet in case of any mishap or a fire, how to be handling that is, that is undesirable service quality, of course, but that also is an operational work. The focus is given on exceptional customer care, then cost reduction for adding margins to profit. So customer care does not mean cutting the cost. Customer care does not mean just cutting the corners. But if you cut the cost, you think you raise the margin of profit. But not necessary when exceptional customer cares are also addressed. Now we talk about the loyalty versus satisfaction factor. So capricious consumers are at risk of being wooed by the competitors. readily switching supplier in the search of the higher standard. So some consumers would take a risk that they feel, oh, we are being approached by it. We have been just dealing with one type of a customer. Let us move to another supplier who is offering a high standard of service. So consumers get moved, get attracted. So this is the concept of zone of tolerance, zone of loyalty, zone of indifference, and zone of defection. So there comes the loyalty shifting to another area where the customers start being wooed by the competition. This is suggested by three professors of Harvard Business School in the following figure of illustration. So loyalty versus satisfaction. Look at these figures. 170 who scored and above, they explain that they is organization culture is highly client oriented and market leaders, and they are excellent supplier. If somebody scores 170 and above, they are extremely client oriented people. Anybody who scores 130 to 169, they would be called committed to excellence. They need the system to be streamlined with such a commitment. Client service is adequate but still needs attention. As the suggestion it goes, they are falling slightly lower than that, and here they need attention for further improvement. Those who score over 100 but less than 129 or 30, they need individual commitment to customer is though present, but as organizational goal need to have such an orientation. So original goals are not met, and that have to have an orientation for that. And those who score below, they are very poor, they lack of concern for both individual and organizational towards the customer. They don't care for customer, those who score below 100. This is a serious cause there, where you lose business, you may lead to the company may always lose the market, or in some cases the company may close, you never know. So this is fairly good understanding of score. Now I will not be able to tell you exactly what this marking have been picked up from, but those in that survey, if they were given 200 marks, if those who scored 170 and above, I would rate that way, and those who went below 100 out of 200 are really concerned for their product, their marketing. So an average 90% is required on most of the key issues that drive buying decision. If suppliers fail to achieve such high rating, customer will show indifference and go elsewhere. So when you are in the market, you, if not 100% in customer satisfaction and loyalty, you must have 90% of the most required key issues that the customers want. That's all. We come to an end of our sixth chapter. Concludingly, I would say thank you to you again for listening to me. I am Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, whom you have been listening all this time. Thank you very much.